With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Accused of threatening to torture and kill Jewish students, a 21-year-old Cornell University junior is under arrest. Patrick Dye allegedly posted the graphic anti-Semitic threats online. The FBI director warning of an elevated terror threat here at home, Christopher Wray, delivering his ominous assessment in testimony on Capitol Hill.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Israel says it has killed another Hamas commander as the war in Gaza grinds on. About a dozen Israeli soldiers have died since the start of the war. Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen apparently entering the fray.
Houthi rebels claim to have launched missile and drone attacks targeting Israel. The Houthis had been suspected of an attack earlier this month targeting Israel by sending missiles and drones over the crucial shipping lane of the Red Sea, an assault that saw the U.S. Navy shoot down the projectiles. Israel said its own fighter jets and its new Arrow missile defense system shot down two salvos of incoming fire. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder repeated the administration's warning to potential adversaries.
Our message to any country or group thinking about trying to take advantage of this situation to widen the conflict is don't.
The Pentagon has moved additional military assets to the region as a deterrent. I'm Norman Hall.
Efforts to evacuate seriously injured civilians as well as foreign nationals from Gaza are underway. The Rafah border crossing into Egypt has reopened. Also at SRNNews.com, the Texas Rangers hold a 3-1 lead in the World Series, beating the Diamondbacks 11-7 in last night's Game 4. A win tonight would hand the Rangers their first World Series championship. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 4 points. This is SRN News. 40 Days for Life does it again.
The biannual pro-life prayer vigil wraps up its fall campaign this Sunday, and so far more than 200 women seeking abortions have decided not to. 40 Days for Life organizes silent prayer outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. and in several foreign countries. Since it all began in 2007, more than 26,000 unborn babies have been saved. 251 abortion clinic workers have quit their job, and 145 clinics have shut down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch says revenue growth in most of its global regions has been offset by a drop in North American sales, sparked by its decision to partner with a transgender influencer. Bud Light sales plunged amid an ongoing national backlash after the brand teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney, a man who's living as a woman. While the company's overall sales rose 4% last quarter, U.S. sales tumbled 13.5%. This is SRN News. A pioneering heart transplant patient has died.
58-year-old Lawrence Fawcett of Maryland, the second person to ever receive a transplanted heart from a pig, was dying from heart failure and ineligible for a traditional heart transplant when he received the genetically modified pig heart in September. The University of Maryland School of Medicine says the heart seemed healthy for the first month, but began showing signs of rejection in recent days. He died on Monday. The team last year performed the world's first transplant of a pig heart into another dying man who survived 2 months. Fawcett's wife, Anne, said her husband knew that his time was short, but that this was his last chance to do for others. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Well, later today, we'll find out what the Federal Reserve has planned for interest rates. The central bank expected to leave its key short-term rate unchanged for the first time in close to 2 years. More details at SRNNews.com.